I'm going to ask Ann Lathrop, could you just walk for me the process of the capital improvement board, how you folks went from what was originally a $47 million sort of operational shortfall to what you folks put up on the board today, which is now just sort of shy of about 100 grand.
It's actually shy of a little over $3.5 million if you go down to this area. And what you got to figure out is the original $47 million included anticipation to take over $15 million of the Conseco Fieldhouse operations, which we did not put in our budget. It anticipated needing to do some debt issuances related to some financing transactions related for about $4 million and provide additional marketing support to the Indiana Convention Center Visitors Association at $3 million. So out of that $47 million, we've gone ahead and taken about $22 million and just chosen right now not to fund that within our 2010 budget. We also received...
What sort of things are going to get not be funded?
Not funded would be... So we're not anticipating taking over any of the Conseco Fieldhouse operations. Again, no additional marketing dollars to the ICVA. We also took our own budget and have decreased that by over $15 million, which also means things like grants in the past. We've just really reduced down all the operational budgets to be basically a more of a building authority budget.
Now, you folks are anticipating some revenue, some of that based on the council's actions, the hotel tax, PSDA, the treasurer's loan. But from looking at your presentation up there, it looked like you folks may have, even though there's a $3 million-something-odd shortfall, maybe dip into your own reserves to cover that shortfall, or was I reading that correctly?
That's correct. Right now, it is similar to it's like if you have a budget in your house that it's $1,000 a month, but you spend $1,200, you better have some money in the savings account to cover that extra $200. Right now, we do have some money in the savings account. We're anticipated to end the year with about $25 million in cash. By 2010, we're going to end the year with about $21.5 million, but that decreases to $9.5 million in 2012.
So basically, even though there is a funding mechanism that's being sort of worked on to move through the system, eventually we would end up right back where we started from.
At this point in time, we are looking at decreasing fund balances, and we'll need some type of infusion of additional revenue.
All right. Ann Lathrop, thank you.
Thanks.